Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Again, really good day. I was impressed with our kids. They're away from campus for a really sensible game or bowl game, and then they go train somewhere and they come back. And I thought, their trainers everywhere, they trained, did a great job. I thought they looked good today. Obviously some look better than others, and anybody can have their opinion on who looked good and who didn't, but I was impressed with the way they came back.
You guys had a lot of the faster times at the combine. Some of the times ran here would have beaten more times at the combine. What helps your guys be so fast on and off the field?
I don't know what it is. I mean, there's just a bunch of different things. Obviously, the trainers wherever they were helped out, because we don't run many 40s. But to me, when you talk about strength and conditioning, you talk about Coach Stacchiotti and his entire staff. The development they've had, they just didn't go away for a couple months and all of a sudden get fast. I mean, Brandon Hill was fast already. Izzy was fast as we watched him run through defensive lines and linebackers. But, I think it's the strength work we do. I think it's getting them to play fast every day in practice and not something they've never done before. We play fast. We try to practice fast every day and try to get the best out of them. So I think, that's part of it. But my hat goes off to Mike Stacchiotti and our strength staff.
What goes through your mind when a guy, Kenny Pickett, gets drafted in the first round and all your defensive backs, three in a row, have gotten drafted 3 years in a row? What does it say to you?
That's what we're supposed to do. That's our job. Our job is to develop these guys and get them to play and teach them. And again, as a coach, we don't coach the 40. We try to get them fundamentally. You watch go through the drills. You watch Eric Cowett go down that hash and go right down the hash and open up his hips and flip and go straight as an arrow. And you watch things like that. And that's our job as coaches. It's our job as coaches when they talk to a coach that they can speak the language and they can talk football. And that's our job as coaches. Our guys doing A-plus work there too.
Pat, considering all that this group accomplished on the field during their time at Pitt, does this give you a little bit extra pride? Is this pro day a little extra special, just seeing that this group was the ACC championship group, this group was the group that got you ranked back-to-back years? Do you carry an extra pride with this group?
Yeah, I mean, pride's a ugly word. I mean, it's not pride, it's just what we do. It's our job. It's something you love to do. It's a passion more than it is a pride thing. Again, this is no different than the first year that those are our kids out there, and I always say this, sometimes NFL coaches, that don't know you, they're not calling you because they know we're going to say good things. They're like our kids. They're our children. They're someone, we're with them all day long. From first pro day to, this one, number 8 or whatever it is, it's really the same.
Do you find yourself reflecting on a day like this? Like, look at somebody and think, man, I remember being in that living room when that guy was a junior.
Oh, yeah. You reflect a lot on it. Every one of them as you go through the process. And I'm looking at the D-line at the end going, man, I'm going to miss these three days. These three guys, those are three football players over there. So, you reflect and every one of them, where they came from and what they did and how they did it. And it's been a long time.
How about with Kalijah? Just what stood out to you most when you were recruiting him? And then where's he developed most since he's been at Pitt?
Oh, man, he's developed in every respect. On the field, off the field, socially, in every way, he's a good football player. He's gotten better, and he's learned how to have a motor. I think, when you talk about motor and consistency, probably that might be the place he's most improved from when he was a baby, and he could do it a play and then take a couple off. Now he does it all. It's natural. They wanted more drills. They're like, that's it. We're done. They wanted more at the end there.
How about he's consistently, it seems like, proving to people that he's not this undersized guy, that there's a lot more to his game. When you were recruiting him, did you have questions at all about his size?
No, we're not. I'm never worried about size. Sometimes those bigger guys, can get knocked off the ball quicker, Those shorter guys. And, again, he's not short. He's 6'1", a little bit more, I guess, and he's 280. So he's not small. He's played big. This is big boy football. This is, I think he's proven that, some people don't have the scheme, maybe the ability to coach like we do. We can play with those guys. We're not worried about the Aaron Donalds of the world. We kind of like those guys. So what about, size never, we don't worry about size at all, ever.
What about guys like Voss? He was joking around. You used to all call him your recruit because you saw him dunk in high school. You went there with Tim. What's it mean like for a guy like him who you've seen go through this entire process?
I mean, they're all the same. I mean, you know, everybody had a different path to get where they are. And, you know, that was one of the, I was telling some of the coaches from the Steelers, just his, you know, that last visit, going out and, you know, just not even looking for him and found him by accident. That was a good day. I probably should go back and look at the notes and find out what day that was and put it on my calendar for the rest of my life. But, you know, he's special, just like they all are.
Can you share any interesting tidbits, any conversations with scouts you had today?
I think most of the conversations, you know, a couple individual and, you know, some of them I'll keep private. But the big thing is just, you know, well, we had one guy from the Rams talk about we got the best workout gear of any thing he's got. That was just at the end there, Ted. But I think, you know, the big thing here is just how smart our guys are and, you know, just, you know, how they represent themselves out here. I think that's the big thing.
Why is it a quote unquote accident that you saw Servacia? Tell me that story again.
You remember, you know, we were just going recruiting and we popped into his high school and, you know, we didn't go there to see him. We were just going there to say hello to the coach, look and see if they had any underclassmen. It was late in January before the February sign date at the time. And the coach said, I still have a linebacker out there. He said, let me see him. So I watched the tape on my phone. I'm watching his huddle tape on the phone. I was like, this guy's pretty good. Let me see him. You know, and then I met him. And then we were able to talk at that time in January. And I said, can you dunk? And he said, yes. And he goes, let me send it to you. He texted me the pictures. And I was like, you have a scholarship. But we're bringing it up this weekend. And that was it. A couple hours later, Syracuse offered them after we did.
Do you ask everyone, every prospect you visit, can they dunk?
I don't know. You know how those just happen? I just want to find out how athletic we're still out there. And, you know, that's the thing. We trust our opinion on what, you know, what we see. And, you know, I think that's important.
Pat, Izzy had a couple of injuries over the offseason he was dealing with and missed the combine, but came out today and ran a really good 40 and show off his athleticism. I mean, what stood out to you about him today, and, you know, what makes you think that he's a fit for the next level?
That 41-inch vertical, and I looked at his back, I was like, whoa, look at that dude, you know, and maybe I just haven't looked at him with his shirt off in a long time, but he was a beast over there, you know, jumping, and then the way he ran at 217 or 18 pounds, I mean, that's a big man running fast, so I don't think he played it that way. I think he, you know, probably has another 7. Most guys get skinnier for pro day so they can run faster. He put on, you know, more horsepower and went out there and ran really well.
Are you impressed with how athletic and how polished he is for his age? I think he's only 20, like he just turned 20.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he obviously could have had another year, but yeah, I mean, he's a grown man right now.
And what are your thoughts on competition, giving it another try and shape and then just not giving up?
Yeah, well, I don't know if he's ever going to give up. He might be coming back in 3 years asking if he have another day. You know, we initially were not going to let him run because I don't want a bunch of guys. This is about, you know, the 2022 guys. But I said, listen, if you can find an NFL team that wants you to run, then, you know, we're going to listen to the NFL. We're not, you know. So, you know, I had that, you know, very, you know, simple talk with him. And, you know, his agent got someone to say, hey, we want to see him run. So, and he did a nice job today. So, good for him.
There are a lot of mock drafts that are predicting Kalijah to be taken in the first round. And we'll be back-to-back years with first-round picks from Pitt. What would that say about you and the success of this program that you've built?
It would say a lot. That'd be big time to have two first-rounders, put another guy up on the board. And it just tells you about our evaluation and our development. It tells you that we're looking at the right guys character-wise, athletic-wise. And so we've done a good job at, you know, looking at what we want. And I don't know how many offers. I mean, I don't go back and look. I don't know how many stars he had. I don't know how many offers he had out of high school. But, you know, we found someone that we liked, just like a Kenny Pickett. And then, you know, we bring him in here and we develop him the right way. And I think it says a lot about, you know what we'll do if someone comes to Pitt.
You know, final question before we get to Des Alexander. Anyone else?
Nobody else?
I was just curious with Kalijah. Do you feel like there's a certain scheme that he'd succeed in or excel in more than others, you know?
Yeah, that's a good question because I thought maybe, you know, I was talking to, you know, some coaches today, you know, does he fit a 3-4, mm-hmm. you know, 4 technique or 4-eye, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, some said not. So, I mean, you would think he's probably going to go to a 4-down place. But everybody likes pass rushers. So, you know, that was the other comment. It was like, but we like guys can get to the quarterback. So, I don't know. That's their decision.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.